Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And Asa Gray, the five-star man.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. I didn't give me or Dalton a nickname.
That's fine.
I figure if I don't have one, I shouldn't give Dalton one.
I got one for Dalton.
Oh, no.
Dalton Drumsky.
I thought it was Dumsky.
Dumsky, yeah. That's what it is. Dang it. Start over.
So
I still don't get it.
If you listen to the pre-show, you'll find out that me and Asa have been cuckoo for turtles recently. And one of our friends found out by watching the old 1980s cartoon that in one of the episodes there was a villain named Dalton Dumsky.
Oh.
Yeah. Good alliteration.
That's neat.
Yeah. There, we can't find a picture of him. I'm half like sure he doesn't exist.
Tyler wouldn't make
you
that
just
up. He's better than that.
Want him to not exist.
But gotta figure Dalton. Out.
Dalton Dumsky.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Also, sorry once again, folks, if you're hearing a little bit of my fan in the background. The AC is not great in my new office. I'm in a new house now, and I've got an office. It's really nice, except that again, AC not great. So I have a fan near me, and it is the only thing keeping me from literally melting in my seat.
So you made that comment on the Thursday show, and yeah. I don't think it affected it. And I was listening with headphones.
Oh.
Or I was listening with earbuds, my bad, not headphones.
Well, hopefully that's still the case, and everything is great, and yeah. It won't be a big deal. All right, let's get into this, because we've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. So the first thing, we got a trailer for Project Power. It's a new Netflix movie coming August 14th, starring Jamie Foxx. Did you guys watch this trailer?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. This movie actually looks really good. The whole idea is that there is a drug hitting the streets that gives people superpowers. It's different for every person that takes it. In a lot of cases, it ends up being lethal. Like, there's a lot of stuff with it. And it looks like a real fun action movie. I'm actually weirdly excited about it.
That sounds like I wouldn't say weirdly. That if you told me that, like, movie premise, my exact thought would be, Jesse's going to love that.
Right?
Because, like, that sounds like one of the book series that you, like, have told me to get audiobooks of. Like, that sounds pretty close. I forget what it is, but they all have edgy names.
Steelheart.
That one.
Yeah, Steelheart.
It sounds like, in a grant, we haven't talked about it in a while, but that sounds pretty close to the premise of that book series that you told me I would like.
Yeah, Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson. I think Asa's read the first two, but he hasn't gotten the third. Is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, you really need to get the third. Finish that trilogy. Because the book series is done at three. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it to anybody out there that likes any kind of superhero stuff. It's the way I kind of describe it, it's like if random people became superheroes in the real world. And then The Boys came out, and that did it better. But it's still really good.
I at this point, because I saw the synopsis for this when it first came out, or whenever the trailer launched, and mm-hmm. I kind of like, we'll talk about this more later with video games, I'm kind of done with like the gritty, edgy superhero stuff right now. Like, I've kind of hit maximum capacity.
It doesn't help that Marvel did a lot of really not dark and gritty stuff, and those have been some of my favorite, like, superhero movies.
Speaking of The Boys, like, I actually didn't even put it on this list, but I'm going to do it while I'm thinking about it. We got a trailer for season 2.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to hit in September.
But, like, Thor Ragnarok is the exact opposite of dark and gritty superhero movie, and yes. It is probably one of my favorite. I mean,
it's
and, like,
good.
Ant-Man and Wasp, like, the Ant-Mans, like, those are not dark and gritty even a little bit. And those are my favorite, like, Marvel movies.
Very few of the Marvel movies, I can't think of any of them that I would label dark and gritty.
Yeah, like, Endgame. You really can't. Infinity War. Infinity War, or Endgame definitely isn't. Infinity War more so. But, like...
Okay, yeah, those two, yeah, I could definitely see as dark and gritty. That's,
and just
that's
because, like, those
fair.
Were the most recent ones, too, on top of, like... I'm reading Batman. Batman's always going to be dark and gritty just because that's how Batman is.
That yeah, it's the character.
But it is just, I'm just kind of like, okay, we've done this for a while now. And so recently too, that it's just like, okay, yeah. I get it. I'm sure it'll be good. I will even more than likely end up seeing it. It's just hard for me to get, like, excited about it.
That's fair. I just really, really like the premise. The whole goes back to even, like, my love of X-Men. The whole random people getting superhero or superpowers thing has always just been a thing I've enjoyed.
Yeah. Which, again, like, so. It's the whole thing, like, if I'd have read this independently of Nerd Up and I would have, like, saw it on, like, a comic book site, I would have sent you the link being like, Jesse, this is something you're going to like.
Yeah. And you would have been right.
Yeah.
All right, so next up we got Pixar has announced a new movie. They're working on Luca. It's coming summer of next year. It's supposed to be another coming-of-age story set in Italy.
So I will probably not watch it. Pixar doing another
coming-of-age story.
I don't know if they can pull it off.
It's kind of out of their wheelhouse, right?
Yeah, like I mean, it's good to see them really branching out. it would be neat if, like, it had a character that was, you know, like, you know, since it is a coming of age story, like, you know, maybe a preteen with some sort of, you know, plucky attitude, maybe didn't, you know, fit in super well.
Do you think that they're going to have both parents?
Almost certainly not, but I see. No, I wonder, like, if they're really going to just do something crazy, like a character that the main protagonist really looks up to and likes dies.
Oh, Big Hero 6, God.
No, I don't think they can do that. I don't think they could pull something like that off, like that kind of nuanced storytelling.
I really hope this is somebody's first episode of Nerd Up. I really hope this is somebody's first.
Well, so and they think the that we hate Pixar.
If they could, you know, it would be kind of cool if they did something where it just totally emotionally ruins you in the first 35 seconds. You know, really kind of set the tone.
That's impossible. There's no way they can make a movie emotionally ruin you in 5 minutes. In the first 5 minutes of the film.
I'm legitimately getting a little upset, and I'm just thinking about, like, the highlights of the opening to Up.
Yeah.
I'm mad about it. I've done this to myself.
I can't, like, if I even think about the opening, like, piano, like, melody, I will start crying. Which, like, right now, it's getting there. Not a big fan.
Her side of the bed, it's all circle stuff, and his side of the bed is all square stuff, because it's shut the their heads.
Oh, I almost dropped one.
And then there's, because both of you saw Coco, right?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, I know.
Ooh, I'm glad I asked that question.
Because here's the thing, Jesse. It's all about the Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
I know, no, that, I will cry. Like, I know better.
But not in the way you think.
That's fine. No, but I'm still right.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's Pixar. When was the last time you watched a Pixar movie that didn't make you cry?
Toy Story 4, but it's because the ending pissed me off.
No, Dalton,
I still haven't seen Toy Story 4.
Dalton, it's just, it's a cartoon, so it's not going to be, I know it's Skulls, but it's not a scary movie.
Shut the, I almost did it again. Asa, stop it.
No, it's one of those things where every once in a while I'll be thinking, like, okay, should I, oh, I actually can't finish this story because Jesse's going to legit get mad at me. So I'll be going through and I'll be like, okay, I've got time to actually watch something. What do I want to watch? And whenever I was sick, I ended up I apologize in advance. I ended up
Did you restart Supernatural?
Yeah.
You son of a...
You almost did it too. Ace is being a bad influence today.
But in my defense, this run, it started as any time...
The series is over at least now?
It's about to be. I think it's, apparently from what we've looked up, the first half of season 15, which is the final season, is on Netflix, but the second half is about to, like, it got interrupted due to COVID. So, as I'm watching this, like, it started as she would just, like, come into the room to grab something or, you know, check on me or something. But the more that she just kind of absorbed by osmosis, Audra has gotten into the show and she hasn't seen it before. So now this is our hate watch, because it's, even though we're still in the good seasons, it gets so self-referential so fast, that's what I've been watching. That, and I started new Transformers. So that is something new that I've started.
Oh, the Netflix series? Yeah. Is that any good?
It's weird. I knew that there was a lot of Transformers lore, but I feel like I had no idea how seriously it took itself. because it is a straight up like socio-political drama that, and I can't tell if you were like Autobots and Decepticons are like races or if you like pledge an allegiance, because there's
like a faction,
because there's a character that like is undecided, essentially. Like he doesn't have a symbol. He's neither Autobot nor Decepticon. But the way that they talk about the Decepticons and what the Autobots did to them and what the Decepticons are doing to the Autobots now is like making it sound like, no, you don't choose. You are either one or the other. But that's not typical. But usually, no, they were factions that you joined and like pledged allegiance to. But it's interesting. I'm only like 3 or 4 episodes in and I'm digging it. I have to, going back to the pre-show conversation, I'm actively refusing to look up Transformers toys because I can't.
Those things are do my not do it right there. I do refuse not do to it. Look them up because they're really expensive and I love them.
And yeah, these don't. Are ones that I would absolutely, but but I would actually open these because I would want to transform. I would want to play with them. I would want to do the Transformer. But no, that's a bad idea. I don't need to start. I've started a new collection already. I don't need to start another one on top of all the turtle stuff that I have. So, but yeah, I have not
collections.
To sum things up. No, I have not seen Coco yet.
All right, you should see Coco. Like, both of you need to see it. Dalton, you especially. It's all about music.
That's
it's
fine.
So good.
I think a good amount of it's about death.
I mean, that's a significant theme.
Do you know that, like, somebody that has an extensive background in music like I do, I know whenever you put music and death together, you get pretty sad music. And that's just going to make it worse.
The music, except for one song, the music is not sad.
How sad is that one song, though?
Well, there's also a really happy version of it.
All right, that didn't answer my question, sir.
It's mostly the context that makes it sad.
Oh, but it's still sad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, no.
I said there's only one.
Hard
Every
pass.
Every other song is happy.
But there's still one, yeah?
There's still one.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Just watch it.
Could you imagine?
Baby.
Could you imagine if the one sad song got stuck in his head?
Yeah!
He would just be a blubbering mess for like 3 straight days.
Dude, this is a really catchy song.
See? Alright, so you've only proved my point more. Thank you, Asa.
You just need to watch it. You big baby.
You're such
yes.
a dork.
Shut up, Asa.
Look, I made Shelby watch it. She loved it.
Shelby's probably more of a man than me.
In fairness, neither of us are saying we don't want to watch it because it's not good or because we don't think we'll enjoy it. It's strictly because, for me personally, I understand that I have to set aside an extra 45 minutes plus the runtime of the film to you know, emotionally process what I just saw. Dalton has to take about a vacation.
Yeah.
For the same thing. But
I need COVID to hit again.
He's got several days left.
What do you mean again?
Well, we're going to have another COVID shutdown.
There you go. Well, you got several days left before that stops anyway.
That's well, no, I got two. We start back on Wednesday.
Oh, shit. Never
yeah.
mind. All right,
you
well,
want my
anyway.
Last day of freedom before we shut down again to be Coco?
Yeah, do that tonight. You and
what
Sadie
kind
can
of,
watch it.
What kind of friend are you?
I'm going to message Sadie, and I'm going to tell her to make you watch it.
She's going to be. She's sleeping in like 30 minutes, though.
Oh.
She has early morning shifts, yeah.
So what you're saying is she's awake right now.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, though, because we got to rush through this, because we still got to talk about that Xbox game showcase that happened a month ago at this point.
We don't need to talk about the whole thing by any stretch.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. All right, next up, though, we got Nia DaCosta has been tapped to direct Captain Marvel sequel.
What has she directed?
The Candyman sequel. Or the new Candyman movie, I guess.
Which isn't out yet, so it's one of those things where, from my understanding, I can't think of anything I've seen that she's done, but I've heard nothing but, like, praise for the stuff she's put out. I'm really excited to see... I was very excited to see the new Candyman movie until everything got derailed with the pandemic. But if, like, once I see that, that will determine my level of hype behind this. Like, I'm already excited. I think this is a super cool call. Like, I love this news. But once I see Candyman, and depending on how much I enjoy that, then that will kick it into overdrive.
It's true. Yeah, that's fair. Because like I'm also really, really excited for Candyman. Though I know, like, I also recognize that the two are very different films. So it's one of those, if Candyman is great, then yeah, that's just going to increase my hype. But if Candyman is not great, then I'm just going to be like, well, different movies. It could still be fine. So yeah, that's about all we got on that. The movie's not slated to come out until like 2023 or something like that, so it's going to be a minute. Something Asa can be real excited about, John Wick Chapter 5 has been confirmed by Lionsgate. It's going to be shot back-to-back with Chapter 4.
I'm going to put aside the bit for 1 second to say I genuinely thought that they had already greenlit through like 6. Well, so this is good news, and I also love the fact that they're doubling up on filming, because this means I don't have to wait as long. I mean, I'm gonna have to wait a while because pandemic, but
right.
The turnaround on this should be pretty snappy, which, yes please, very excited. Best movies ever made. So now I'm gonna go back into character and say that hell yeah, John Wick, gimme all of it forever. John Wick 80 for, yes, I don't care, just forever.
Because I think the news that you're talking about, they had the story is 6 chapters, was my understanding.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
They could continue. They could do a different story. It's just the current story is supposed to last 6 chapters.
Or, and hear me out, Keanu's immortal. So just again, John Wick forever. John Wick 80. Like, I don't, like, let's get this to be the longest running movie franchise. Screw the MCU, screw Star Wars, screw Bond, John Wick.
It's just gonna be on his deathbed. He's hoping to make sure he sees one last John Wick film 80 years from now.
Yes. If they keep making these, they keep giving me a reason to live.
So Ace is gonna be 110.
It's like, can't die, John Wick 63 is coming out.
So yeah, that's going to be cool though, because I do have fun with those movies, even though I don't like them near as much as Asa does. I don't know that any human does, but they are good films. and I'm also pretty happy we get a couple of them pretty quick. Another movie, Mulan, has been kind of in the news a whole lot about a whole lot of different stuff. It was put on hold indefinitely, and then I believe it was last week or earlier. Yeah, it would have had to have been last week. They announced that it's actually going to come to Disney Plus on demand. It's going to be a premium film. You have to be a Disney Plus subscriber, and then you have to pay an additional $30 to watch it on the Disney Plus network. And you can actually watch the live-action Mulan film. And that's supposed to be in September.
I've seen a lot of people upset that it's $30, which, for me personally and our situation, that isn't much less than what I would spend going to a movie theater. Between two tickets,
popcorn and soda, like $30 is actually savings.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I already have Disney Plus. Like, yeah. So if you had to actually buy the subscription, like if you didn't already have it, which it's $7 a month, and it's a ton of great content. Not to, you know, be a shill for Disney by any stretch, but like, if you are a streaming person, then it doesn't make sense for you to not have it, because it's ad free. It's, you know, the Simpsons alone for me personally is worth it. That's almost all I watch on there.
It's also got 4K built in. You don't have to pay extra for a 4K version,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice. And I mean, like, I've got a fairly decent home theater set up, so yeah, like I'm pretty fine with this.
Mm-hmm. Which again, and I understand that there are people out there who, you know, go to the movies by themselves, or, you know, even when I go, I typically go on Sundays where it's $10 for a ticket. Or $6 for a ticket, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't think it's outrageous. I know a lot of people are comparing it because, like, when Scoob, I think, was the movie that came out that did this, the ticket, it was like $10 less. So people are quick to point out, like, all right, yeah, big old Disney's charging even more for it, which I don't have a defense for. Like, and again, I'm not trying to defend them. Just for me, like, I'm not going to pay $30 for Mulan because I don't care about these live action remakes, and also Mulan in general, like, whatever. I don't, they took away the songs and the actress was super like anti Hong Kong, so pass. But like, if they told me like Black Widow was going to be $30, then yeah, absolutely. I would do that.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy sell. Like, I love Mulan. Like, it's a real bummer that the music is gone, and that's... If the music was in it, this would be an absolute, like, yeah, no, I'm buying it. But as it stands, it's going to be like a, well, maybe.
Once it's on Disney Plus for free.
You're right, I'll definitely watch it then. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not upset with this plan. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about it, and looking at a lot of the way that streaming has gone... I definitely could see, you know, movie companies deciding to forego theaters. Like, this COVID very much could have been, or could be, the death of the movie theater. Or I guess having accelerated the death of the movie theater. Because if you listen to a bunch of, you know, movie theater owners, it's been dying for years.
Yeah, and also just, like, the pandemic in general has been, like, you see them trying to reopen. Like, it was AMC that was like, we're not going to require people to wear masks. And then, like, 6 hours later, they're like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, and then they tried to do, like, an immediate open thing, and they got shut down in, like, 6 different states, and they just gave up.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know movie theaters are hurting. Like, they're screwed at this point. But even beyond that, like, it's... Yeah, they're not... A lot of companies can kind of figure out, like, well, we can just do this, put it on demand, people can stream it from home, and they might even make more money that way.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to deal with shipping, they don't have to deal with dealing with movie theaters. So, I don't know. Mulan is still going to be in a few theaters in September. It's going to do simultaneous release in markets where, like, Disney Plus isn't available, and in just some other markets that where the movie theaters are actually open. Mm-hmm. Because that's the real... problem at the moment. No movie theater that I know of in the U.S. is open. So, yeah. All right, this next portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Stop by there for all of your coffee and comic needs. They're still doing curbside pickups. You can call in. They'll bring out whatever you want to you. It'll be great.
Also, just because I don't know if we've talked about this on the show, if you start or if you're on a... if you're pulling comics... from them, they have started doing this email thing, which is amazing. They send you a list of titles that for and the cutoff date. So on Fridays, I get an email saying, hey, it's the last chance to order these books. If you want one, respond to us by Monday and we'll make sure you get one. And then they're also emailing me to let me know what books did come in that week.
So I really, really like those emails.
This is like, it's the coolest thing that they don't have to do. But this is why I will be a Villainous Grounds customer for the rest of my life.
Yes. Yeah, even if I move to like Seattle or something like that, I'm just going to drive back here every couple months.
Yep.
Hear from the comics. Hello. Okay, maybe not. But I'd be tempted to because they're that awesome.
You wouldn't come see us?
I'll just say
you
could.
You could just come for a couple money. Months. I would definitely come back occasionally. Anyway, Boom Studios has announced a new comic book series, BRZRKR. It's Berserker. It's a 12-issue miniseries written by Keanu Reeves. Co-written by Matt Kent with art by Alessandro Vitti.
Ace is in.
You don't need to call me out like that. I mean...
I just like
we all know. We all
I like
know.
Stating the obvious sometimes.
Yeah, everybody knows Ace is in. But
yeah,
Ace is in.
Hey, had me at Keanu. It's not. I'm not a difficult man.
There's an Iceman solo book. I bet Dalton's gonna buy it. Yeah, it's.
I'm a simple man. I see Keanu. I give them money.
And not only is Keanu writing it, but Keanu is starring in the comic book.
That's even better.
Because I don't know if you guys have seen any of the artwork from it, but yeah, it's just straight up super buff Keanu. So real life Keanu.
That's right. Awesome.
I did that for Asa.
Exactly, because you knew I would correct you.
You're not wrong.
You're like, if he turns out to like actually be a monster, I don't know what I will do.
Now, apparently he is like the nicest dude on the planet.
I'm losing folks left and right at this point. Like, which granted, it's my fault for picking wrestlers, but still.
Man, there are so many people, like, this mask, like, the pandemic in general has made me find a lot of things out about a lot of people that I know that I really wish I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the Trump election all over again, but somehow worse.
Because now it's visual.
I'm losing so many more.
Because now it's a visual representation. You can see someone walking around town, and you can immediately tell where you stand.
I like Andrew, my roommate, his stance on it is like, you know you can tell, and I'm sorry we're getting political here, folks, but eh. So he says that whenever he sees somebody without a mask, he just looks at him and thinks like, I bet you think the earth is flat too, don't you? Climate change isn't real.
The way you started that, I was very concerned at what you were going to say about my Andrew. The betrayal I was going to feel in my heart of like, no, not you.
Him.
But okay, it's fine. Happy ending. Happy ending.
Yeah, everything ended happy. Everything ended happy. We're going to have to come back to that later. Shelby said something. I got it. Anyway. all right. Tom Taylor and Eben Cello? I really don't know how to say this guy's last name.
So one of the guys from Kinda Funny has the same last name and it's pronounced Coelho.
Coelho? Okay. Yeah. Are working on a non-canon Marvel event called The Dark Ages.
This sounds super cool.
Right. Have you actually looked into, or are you just saying it by the name sounds super cool?
No, because if this is the thing I'm thinking of, I saw Tom Taylor did an interview or something where he was explaining basically the opening pages.
Yeah, because it debuted in Free Comic Book Day.
Okay, so yeah, that's what that must be what it is, where it's like this green, like, just flash encompasses the entire Earth. And Iron Man, like, as he's flying, it just totally deactivates all technology.
Yep. And his foot flies off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All technology is no longer working. Like, electricity doesn't work, none of it. And, yeah, it sounds really, really interesting. And Tom Taylor has proven, especially, like, once you give him something that's non-canon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I don't know if you guys have read any of Deceased. But
no.
DC's, like, I thought it was going to be super dumb. Because, like, oh, cool, it's just DC zombies. But then I realized later that it was Tom Taylor writing it, so then I read it. And, of course, it was incredible because it was Tom Taylor.
Right.
And it was so good and sold so well that he's gotten two different spinoffs for it that have also done extremely well. So, yeah, no, I'm super interested in seeing what he's going to do with this event. It sounds super neat. We don't have a release date for it yet, but it should be real soon. Like, it's supposed to be Q4 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've gotten the preview and Free Comic Book Day. So, let you guys know. Hopefully I'll see that in the final order cutoff.
Right.
That phenomenal little email. All right. This last portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends at Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content at ps2jshow.com, including all their social media links. And I believe Dalton backed me up. Are they still doing the free games segments?
I believe so, yeah.
I haven't gotten a correction from Josh about whether or not they're doing it or have stopped doing it. So.
I need my work commute to start back up.
Do you?
I mean, no, but it really has hurt my podcast listening.
That's fair.
So, yeah, they free games. They do a whole segment about where you can find free games. And right now we're in the midst of a pandemic. What's better than free games?
Yeah, Game Pass has been my best friend.
Well, Game Pass is awesome. And it's getting awesomer.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it here in this Xbox news.
So I wasn't even trying to segue. I was just making a matter of, or statement of fact.
So the Xbox Game Showcase has happened since the last time we did a show. And I realize at this point that most of this is old news. So I'm not going to talk about everything, but I'm going to try to mention everything in order. And that way we can just kind of move through it.
Yeah.
Because we have other things we want to talk about too, because it's been a month since we've recorded. But yeah, it started off, one thing I definitely want to talk about, with Halo Infinite gameplay. Because I'm really, really excited about Halo Infinite, and this looked really, really pretty.
It looked like Halo.
Yes, it did.
Which is all it really needed to. But at the same time, I also understand why people are criticizing it. Because when your whole marketing strategy for this console specific, like, because let's get one thing clear. This was very much not an Xbox Series X presentation. This was an Xbox Game Pass presentation. They but whenever, like, when they talk about the console, it's the most powerful. It's the most powerful console that's ever been created. It's going to be more powerful than PlayStation 5. This is the heavy hitter. Whatever your big flagship, when it's Halo, it's like Mario and Nintendo, Halo and Xbox. When it doesn't look that different than what we're already playing, I think is a bummer. Like, I would love for this to have been like, holy crap, look at this game. But it was just like, oh, cool, Halo. And for me, like, for me personally, it didn't take anything away because it's Halo. It's more Halo. I'm excited for it. Like, I'm going to play through all of the Halo games on stream. I started with Halo 1 and to, like, work my way up to this one. I don't know if I'll make it in time, but I'm, like, I love Halo. This is cool. But at the same time, like, this wasn't the graphical powerhouse that I really feel like it could have been.
Well, see, I think, like, graphics-wise, it looks as pretty as it should. The problem with, like, watching it in this game showcase is that the game, when it comes out, is going to play a 4K 60. And, like, that's something that you really can't show off in, like, the stream. That's just going to be something, like, once you get your hands on it. And that's going to be a problem, I think, for the future. Like, games, like, we can get a real pretty picture and everything on the screen, but nothing is going to compare to what it's going to be like actually playing it at, like, 4K 120.
Yeah, but they did upload the trailer separately, like, from the stream. And then, plus, we know, and, like, there, and it, the ray tracing is coming in a patch later, which is, I'm assuming, has to be a delay with them having to transition to work from home, interrupting that, because otherwise that's a real weird
it's a weird thing to
roll out to have, like, yeah, something that's gonna make the game look even better. Because again, I'm not saying the game's gonna look bad. It's just when you are hanging your hat on the most powerful console ever, and this, it looks like it's being outclassed by current gen games, then it's just kind of like, that's a bummer. But no, yeah, no, I mean, you're right. Like, once we actually, but it's not gonna matter once we start playing it. Like, we're gonna be playing Halo.
And it's going to look beautiful. Like, because, you know, I watched it on my work computer. My work computer, like, yeah, I can get 60 frames, but it's 1080p. Like, it is what it is. Like, it's just going to be, I'm going to watch the HD. Like, this is 4K 60. And that's going to be incredible. It's going to look great. I'm excited about it. But anyway, we got to see a whole lot of that gameplay. And, yeah, it is definitely Halo. And yeah, I'm excited about more Halo, and I'm really excited to play more Halo.
Open world, but upgrades, different, definitely making changes. The grappling hook. So there's a lot of new stuff they're introducing here that I'm excited to. I'm getting lost just playing linear ass Halo 1 in some of these levels. So it's just like, all right, I'm gonna be wrecked.
Yeah, we'll all play Infinite. It together. It'll be fine.
That's true.
And the Halo Infinite multiplayer, I have this later on down the list, but I'll go ahead and throw it in there. They've already confirmed that that's going to be free to play. So you can just play the Halo Infinite multiplayer, which I know that's
insane.
Yeah, right? And I know that's what a lot of people don't care about the campaign for Halo. A lot of people have never played the Halo campaign at all, and they just want to play the multiplayer. And yeah, you'll be able to, and I'm sure it's going to have, you know, the Battle Pass system that seems to be the way to go. Like, that's how it's just going to work for games in the future. Like, the Battle Pass has been immensely popular in pretty much everything. And microtransactions. Of course, hopefully just cosmetics. They've been really good about that in a lot of games lately. And, yeah. I'm excited about it, though. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a State of Decay 3 announcement. It looks real pretty. We got a Forza Motorsport announced. It's Forza, of course, looks really, really pretty. We got a new trailer for Rare's Everwild. I still don't understand what this game is going to be about, but it looks super gorgeous.
No one does, but I want it.
Right? They're doing things to bring things back to life, and it looks super pretty, and it's interesting sounding. I don't know. We got confirmation that Ori and the Will of the Wisp will be enhanced for Series X. So, I mean, it came out earlier this year. If you bought it already for Xbox One, once you get a Series X, it'll be smart delivery, so you automatically get the super cool upgraded version of it.
I love that business model so much.
Same. I'm a big fan.
But, like, we're going to get down to the bottom of the list on why I'm still buying a PS5 first.
Okay. All right. The Outer Worlds Peril on Gorgon DLC was announced in this this setup. It's coming out September 9th. I still haven't played Outer Worlds. I still really, really want to. Because I've heard nothing but great things about it. But, yeah. We got a trailer for Grounded. Early access is actually available now. You can pay $30 for the game on Xbox or Steam, or the, I guess, Xbox Game Store on PC. Or if you have Game Pass Ultimate, it is on there for Xbox and PC. So you can go on and play it now for free. And I actually do really want to get this game downloaded and try it out, because it sounds super cool. For those of you that haven't heard a whole lot about it, it's another one of those, like, crafting survival games, but you're basically kids that get shrunk down to the size of ants in the backyard, and you have to try to, you know, survive and get big again. It sounds super fun.
I, like, literally just reached down to, like, but my Ethernet port is not plugged into my Xbox right now, because I was like, ooh, yeah, I've actually been wanting to try Grounded, so... Or are you going to do, are you going to do it on Xbox, or are you going to do it on PC?
I was probably going to do PC, but it's cross-play.
Ooh, okay. Then never, because I was like, I could do it. Because, oh, Jesse, did you know I have a computer that I can play games on now?
I did know that.
But if it's cross-play, I like to use a controller better.
You can use the controller on PC still.
I'm going to download that. I'm going to download that as well, and you just let me know, because I'm here for it.
Excellent.
Because it looks super cool. Apparently, like, hearing Greg Miller talk about it, it's not the whole, like, super unforgiving kind of survival game. Like, if you die, you can go and get your backpack and not lose all of the stuff that you've gotten. There's meters you do have to keep track of, but it's not...
super punishing.
Yeah, it's not crazy punishing. So that's... I am all about that casual baby-ass baby mode.
And I just really like those crafting games for at least a while. Like, they're fun to me. Like, it's very relaxing. Building, you know, our little area and, you know, fighting the giant ants and everything and, you know, getting more upgrades, getting more cool-looking stuff, that kind of deal. Like, I really like that stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited to try out that game for sure. I'll let you know when I get it up and running.
Yes.
So the next bit we got that I actually do want to talk a little bit about, we got the new Obsidian Fantasy RPG. It's called Avowed, and it's set in their Pillars of Eternity world. And this looks like the kind of game, for those of you that are waiting for, you know, new Elder Scrolls or something like that, this will hold you over.
This one was probably the most excited that I was for, coming out of this, like, for as far as surprises go. Because it is, you know, it's the original, well, not necessarily the original, but, like, it's, you know, from the people who worked for the company that made Skyrim.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that, because the only, is it Outer Worlds or Outer Wilds? That's the one they made.
Outer Worlds is also Obsidian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because the other, they've both came out roughly the same time, and they're way too close of a name. Outer Worlds, the only complaint that I have, or the only complaint that I've really seen people make, was that the scope of it was pretty small. It was way more linear than something you would want from, like, the team that made Fallout.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping if they can kind of branch out the scope on something like this, I'm going to be all in. Because I did sink a lot of time into Skyrim. Nothing compared to people that I know. But
also, importantly, it's the team that did Fallout New Vegas.
That's what I missed out on. But, like, so, yeah, if they can expand the scope on, like, what Outer Worlds was, which, again, like, was, by all accounts, a really good game, really solid outing, especially if you were looking for something like that, then sign me up, because this was pretty.
It's so pretty. So that'll actually be really, really cool. We don't have a whole lot of information on release or anything like that, but, yeah, it looks gorgeous. And if you're a fan of the Skyrim games, then, yeah, this looks like right up your alley. The next video we got was the first game from the new studio Interior Night, studio created by the former head of Quantic Dream. They were the ones that brought you Heavy Rain, Beyond Two Souls? Is that what that game was?
I think so.
I think that's what that game was called.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yes, Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, because I was thinking Beyond Good and Evil, but I knew it wasn't that.
Yes, definitely not that. we got the trailer for their first game. It's going to be called As Dusk Falls. This looks like it's going to be a pretty emotional game about a family that is held hostage, and then it's going to be kind of a simultaneous, like, I guess, past and present story, where you have the little kid that's being held hostage is dealing with the kid of the family that was holding their family hostage. They're, I guess, in some kind of communication. It's got a really, really interesting style to it. It looks neat. But I don't know. We don't know a whole lot about it yet. But I do really, really like... Heavy Rain was a spectacular game, and I always heard Beyond Two Souls is good as well.
If you like those styles of game, like the David Cage games, then you'll probably be into this one.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited to try it out for sure. We'll see what more information we get later on. Ninja Theory popped in to talk about Senua Saga Hellblade 2. It's going to be set in Iceland. We finally got a really good trailer for Psychonauts 2 with music by Jack Black. That was really cool. I know not a lot of people, I think, played Psychonauts. It was one of those like super cult hit on the original Xbox. Did either of you guys ever play it?
Yeah, I love Psychonauts.
Well, there you go.
It is an amazing platformer. One of, like, probably my favorite in that genre.
The 3D platformer style.
Yeah. It's that and then Battle for Bikini Bottom. Those are my, like, top two in the, like, that genre of video game.
Fair enough. It was really, really fun. Psychonauts was really good and the story was really good. And Double Fine has been trying to get a sequel to it for a while. They even did a Kickstarter a few years ago to try and get it up and running. And I think they hit their goal and everything for it. And then Microsoft bought Double Fine Studios to make it one of their... mini studios for their initiative of, like, you know, everybody's right, we don't have a whole lot of exclusive titles.
We gonna fix that.
Yeah.
Kinda.
So they've been making a lot of strides towards it. I feel like that's one of those things that's really gonna pay off in about 3 years from now. We're gonna be seeing a whole bunch of really cool, awesome Xbox IPs. But for now, Psychonauts 2 got a trailer. It looks super cool. I mean, if you never played Psychonauts, I highly recommend trying the game out. It's graphically, it hasn't aged particularly well, but the story is still good.
And the art style, is unique enough that I don't think it's got some hard edges to it, we'll say. But the art style is, I think, strong enough to kind of carry you through graphically.
I would agree with that. Like, it's not unplayable, for sure. Like, by any definition, not unplayable. The next little bit we got, this is actually something that I'm kind of excited about, and I might actually finally get back into Destiny. So, yes. Destiny 2 and all expansions are coming to Xbox Game Pass.
That's insane.
Yeah, so you get every expansion, you get the new expansion coming up in November, all of it is going to be on Game Pass. So I might actually get back into Destiny.
Because I re-downloaded it.
Oh, nice. I had so much fun with that game for so long, like Destiny 1 in particular, Destiny 2. I had fun with the first release, and then I didn't buy any of the expansions. So, I don't know. Like this could get me back into Destiny 2, especially if I can get it on PC, like if that works for the PC Game Pass, because I kept meaning to confirm that, and I haven't. But even still, like, I'd probably still play it on Xbox, because, yeah, the game was a lot of fun. And I'd like to play it more. We got an announcement for Stalker 2, which kind of a big deal for a lot of people. Like, Stalker's never really a franchise that I got into, but Warhammer 40K Darktide was announced. I know Shannon's really, really excited about that. Warhammer's solid franchise. Tetris Effect Connected was announced. This was actually really cool. Have you guys ever played Tetris Effect?
Not in VR. Because I know that's like the big appeal of it was the VR version, but I haven't seen, haven't played any of it.
Even like outside of VR, I remember Jonathan Atwood. I don't know if he still listens to this show or not. Old friend of ours. I remember he was streaming it once. It was the first time I ever like heard of Tetris Effect, and it's just such a pretty game. The music is great, and it does a lot of like really interesting stuff with Tetris. Like where it stylizes a little bit more, and the Tetris Connect is basically like the multiplayer Tetris game I guess they had for Nintendo Switch, but on super steroids. Because they've got a bunch of different multiplayer modes, a bunch of different effects that you can hit other people with, on top of the really pretty graphics and awesome music. So this could be really, really cool. We got a trailer for The Gunk, which actually looks really, really fun. Or interesting, at least. I guess I can't really say fun, because we didn't see a whole lot about how the gameplay is going to work. You're basically walking around hoovering up this nasty gunk stuff and on this planet, and like cool stuff happens when you do it, and then other stuff attacks you because the gunk is almost certainly evil. Seems interesting enough. I want to at least mess with it. It's a 3D adventure platformer puzzler. So, should be fun. We got a trailer for The Medium, which this one, super cool looking horror movie, or like survival horror game, I would say, where you're kind of like switching between like two different versions of yourself, seeing some really, really evil stuff, and then seeing like stuff normally.
You're transitioning between two worlds. So this is like, you're like in the, you know, the nightmare world, and then you're back in like the real world. And it's one of the things where they're kind of hanging. It's similar to, there's in PlayStation's big reveal state of play thing that they did. It was something similar, or it's kind of like similar to like the Ratchet and Clank, where the SSD makes it possible to actually like have these, you're not just, you know, sections of the world. It's like the entire world's loading around you because it can process that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something similar. Like, this is the Xbox equivalent of that, kind of.
And this looks really, really cool. Like, it looks super neat, especially if you're any kind of fan of scary games like this. I think this looks really cool. I really, really like the style of it, especially like how the nightmare world works and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We got Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis was announced, coming 2021. Crossfire X is officially coming to console now, with a campaign being developed by Remedy Studios. Which, if you don't recognize that one, they were the guys that did Alan Wake and Ace's Game of the Year, Control.
Game of the Year 2019, baby.
Yep.
It was so good.
Yeah, they're working on the campaign for this. Crossfire, like, it's kind of a big deal. That there for a while, I don't know if it still is or not, it was the most played first-person shooter in the world. And it was free to play. So, basically, the most popular first-person shooter that you've never heard of. And, yeah, we're getting a console version of it for the Xbox Series X with a campaign mode. Then we got one of their, probably their biggest announcement, or at least they kind of teased it as the biggest announcement. They announced a new Fable game. So we're officially getting new Fable from Playground Games, the guys that do Forza. And I mean, I'm excited about it. I want more information.
I was only bummed because, like, this has been the worst kept secret in gaming, or like one of the worst kept secrets in gaming, and for it to only be that teaser trailer. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I don't expect Fable to be out until like 2022, 2023 would be like that. 2023, I would say, would be like at the late end of what I wouldn't be surprised by. But I get that they're very early on in this project, but I'm still just like, oh, okay, well, they confirmed it, but I want to see what this actually, I want to see what it actually looks like. I want to see gameplay. Because there's only so many cutscenes and cinematics that I can watch before I start losing, not interest, but before I'm just like, okay, like, let's go.
Fair. I definitely want to see more about it. I really, really do. Because I absolutely loved the first Fable game. Mm-hmm. And then I really, really enjoyed Fable 2. And then Fable 3 I really liked until the end. So I definitely want to see more about this, though, for sure. All right. Then we have the Xbox Series S has been leaked. We had some product packaging for the white Series X controller that says that it works for the Series X and the Series S. So, I mean, this is not, like, a surprise to anybody. We had, like, a codename Lockhart, I think is what it was before. Mm-hmm. We've had an idea this was coming, but yeah, it's going to be an Xbox Series S. So, almost certainly a cheaper version of the console will be available around launch. And we don't know, we have literally no other details. I imagine it's going to be white versus the black Series X.
Because it's the box of the controller, which, like, pictures from pretty much every side of the box, and high-quality pictures at that. So it could be a white, like, the Series S could be white versus the Series X is black.
Been a very common thing with Xbox since the Xbox 360, so.
Mm-hmm. And with it, when you look at the packaging for the One X and the One S, X was black, S was white.
Yep. So, yeah, that's not really a huge surprise, but yeah, if anybody was... Well, we don't even know the price of the Series X. There will be a cheaper version of the system. We don't know anything else about it. We don't know if it's going to be an all-digital thing or anything else. We know that with the Project Lockhart, it has the same CPU as the Series X, but it almost certainly has less RAM and probably has a different hard drive style. So, we'll see what we got. We have the Battletoads official release date trailer hit. That's coming out August 20th. I will probably be getting this game because it's some great side-scroll beat-em-up action with some classic Battletoads stuff to it.
I think you can get it on Game Pass, too.
You can.
Yeah, almost certainly, because it's a Microsoft IP.
Like, it's on my Xbox for download it now, wait for it to release.
Oh, nice.
And it's on the Game Pass list.
There you go. And speaking of more Game Pass stuff, if you have Game Pass Ultimate, starting September 15th, you will have xCloud available on Android. The beta, I guess, is starting tomorrow. Apple may get it someday, but as of right now, I mean, Microsoft and Apple haven't agreed for a really long time, so that may just never happen.
Well, and it's not just the fact that it's Microsoft, it's because it's the same thing. Like, you can't get Stadia on iOS right now. Is not Engage. The other big streaming one that Steam Link was one that is unavailable.
I'm actually kind of surprised that Nvidia is probably the other one you were thinking
Nvidia,
of.
Nvidia, yeah. So it's straight up Apple's terms of service in the App Store is the sole reason that this is not available. So it's like I've seen a lot of people trying to throw mud at Microsoft for not making it available on such a big market of mobile users. It's not up to them. This is an Apple call through and through.
Yeah, I'm sure that they would be all for having it available on iOS if Apple was going to let them.
And then the beta has been going on for like months now. Like I've been in the Project xCloud beta
Me,
forever.
Me, Asa, and Shannon have all been in the Project xCloud beta.
But it's hitting open beta for if you have Game Pass Ultimate tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So if you weren't able to get into the beta starting tomorrow, you should be able to get in, give it a try on Android devices and tablets.
And I will say, like, we talked about it a long time ago whenever we first got into the beta. It works shockingly well.
Yeah.
Like, I was playing Halo 5, like, on my phone with an Xbox One controller. It was surprising how well it worked.
The beta for this gave me less problems than Stadia did when I was hardwired into Stadia, so that's kind of insane.
Yeah.
The only complaint that I have with it is a lot of these games, like, the screen is just too small. Especially if you're using captions, like, it's real hard to make anything out. So, like, a tablet is really ideal for something like this. But at the same time, like, you know, it does work. And then they did do the where Phil Spencer showed up at the Samsung event and announced a whole, like, bunch of Samsung-branded accessories that are designed with xCloud in mind. So that some of that stuff was pretty cool. Not for the amount that I would want to pay for it, like to stream games when I have a PC, my Xbox One X, and I'm not traveling. So, but it's still cool that they're making these deals.
Yep, because yeah, that's a lot of Xbox games that you can play, because it has over 100 games that are going to be available on that beta starting tomorrow. And that's a lot of games that are available to you if you don't own an Xbox One. Because that's the really cool thing about it. You don't have to buy an Xbox One. You just have to have Game Pass Ultimate. Which, yeah, that's a solid deal in my opinion. So this next bit of news here, it actually bummed me out a little bit. I don't know. Like, it almost, like, makes me not want to get the game. So, Spider-Man will be exclusive to the PlayStation version of Marvel's Avengers.
And that is why I will be buying a PS5 first.
Yeah. I wanted to play this game on Xbox, because I prefer Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And now knowing that my favorite character in comics will be exclusive to PlayStation almost makes me not want to mess with the game at all.
Yeah, so with me, like, I don't think I have a bias one way or the other. I think I just have controllers that I like more on the Xbox. So, like, I went to go pre-order EA UFC 4 at GameStop today. And she asked me, because the manager there knows I have both systems, and I'm like, I'll just get it for Xbox, because I'm so used to playing that game series on that system. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to play Marvel Avengers either way. So, if I'm going to get something more out of the PlayStation version, I'm just going to buy the PS5.
Iceman exclusive to Xbox.
I would have to get the Xbox version.
I was going to say, don't even lie.
Yeah, no, that would just... I would refund my pre-order for the PS5 and just be like, just put it to the Xbox. I get Bobby Drake. That's not... But yeah, that you're completely right. But you only proved my point more right that I have no loyalty to either of these companies. I just want to play as characters I like.
No, I mean, that's fair. Like, I'm getting an Xbox Series X before I'm getting a PlayStation 5. I have no reason to get a PlayStation 5 at launch. The thing looks hideous. It's huge. There's nothing on it that I'm particularly interested in. I'd much rather get a Series X. So
you just described me.
And then they hit me with this, and it's like, all right, so I can't play Spider-Man on the Xbox version of the game, so I'm probably just not getting the game.
That is some Square Enix stuff right there. Like, yes, Marvel did have a say in it, but, like, Square Enix is really bad about that kind of stuff.
Well, plus, like, Sony and Spider-Man, that's a whole thing.
So, oh, I didn't even think of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, so, this is... There's been a lot of different takes on this, and for me personally, like, if I was going to get the game, I was going to get it on Xbox, because that's just where I prefer. Like, Ghost of Tsushima, loved it, just platinumed it, it was a great game, only available on PlayStation. But for third-party games, I prefer to play on Xbox. I like the controller better, I have more friends that are on Xbox, so that's what I was looking forward to. And so, but for this, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to play the beta, because I've seen so many mixed to negative reactions to the betas that are out this past weekend and the weekend before, that I don't even know if this is something I'm, one, even gonna buy, even removing the Spider-Man nonsense, and two, like, I don't remember who it was, but someone pointed out, like, Spider-Man's not gonna come out until next year. Is anyone still gonna be playing this in a year? Because, one...
Oh, so Spider-Man's not even available at launch?
No, he's a DLC character.
Oh, extra gross.
Yeah, which all of the DLC characters are free. Like, all of the we got the Hawkeye announcement. I almost said Hawkman. We got the Hawkeye announcement. We know, I think it's Ant-Man is going to be the first DLC character. But when Spider-Man does come out, he's going to be exclusive. But hearing these games, like, hearing these people talk about this game... Is there going to be no story aspect to Spider-Man since he's not going to be on Xbox? Or are Xbox players also going to have to, like, sit through a bunch of, like, Spider-Man showing up as AI or, like, doing Spider-Man story stuff but with no Spider-Man?
Ugh.
On top of, okay, so there's no way, just judging by gameplay footage, there is no way they are going to be able to make a Spider-Man in the Avengers that feels half as good to play as Insomniac Spider-Man.
Almost certainly not.
So yeah. It's a less fun version of a character with less story content to go with it. If they even do story content for the DLC characters at all. And with the fact that it's you're locked in to one character per mission, so you can't have a team of Thors running through. When these new characters come out, good luck finding a game online unless you're playing with friends with an agreement of like a rotation, or you know, if Spider-Man comes out and I'm just like, yeah, I don't care about Spider-Man. Okay, cool, then I'll just stick with Ms. Marvel or Iron Man or whoever I am playing as. So there's just a lot of missteps here that maybe it'll be fun. There's an open beta either this weekend or next weekend, I'm not entirely sure, but I'm gonna jump in on that and give it a try. And if the game clicks, then yeah, I'll probably end up picking it up on PlayStation, just because why wouldn't I? If I buy it on PC or Xbox at this point, I'm getting a worse product.
Yep.
So, but if it doesn't click, then okay, well, no, maybe I'll grab it on sale whenever it does inevitably, you know, go on sale on one of the storefronts.
Right. All right. Well, see, that really bummed me out. That was just really unfortunate news. A little bit more news for PlayStation 4. Cuphead is available now on PlayStation 4, finally.
Ooh.
We got the leak. Jesse, they showed the image. They showed the image of Cuphead available now. It leaked on the PlayStation Store. But then we also got the Delicious Last Course available today. That came out at the same time. But only it's just the PS4. Not getting any DLC news. Where's my DLC? I want the DLC, Jesse. Jesse, I want the DLC.
Someday, buddy. Someday. And then the last little bit of news we got here, Suicide Squad game has been revealed. We'll know more coming August 22nd. That's the new game from Rocksteady. Gonna get it eventually.
They tweeted it.
They tweeted a picture of it.
They tweeted it.
No trailer.
I have been waiting for this game. And I understand why, because now it's making DC fandom like, okay, you have to watch it, because we're going to get the teaser trailer there. But, like, they could have just said, hey, Rocksteady will reveal their game at fandom, and I'm going to be there. But they tweeted it. And it's like, and it's, this is, goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, like, I don't want to be the Suicide Squad. I want to be the Justice League. Greg Miller put out a fantastic thread about like why he would rather do Justice League than Suicide Squad. Go to his Twitter and find that, because he puts it way more eloquently and concisely than I could. But I'm gonna play it. Like, I'm gonna buy this day one, I'm sure. Fandom, I'm excited for, because between this, we might be getting some Black Adam stuff. Long shot, we might be getting Injustice 3 revealed. There could be some really cool stuff out of this. WB Montreal's game is apparently going to be there too, so we get the Suicide Squad game and whatever Batman thing they're working on. Could be cool.
Could be really some good stuff. I really, really like that the Suicide Squad logo they have that they tweeted out.
Mm-hmm.
That was just that's very aesthetically pleasing to me.
Yeah, with the crosshairs.
Yeah, where it's the crosshairs and the C in Suicide is the U in Squad.
Mm-hmm.
That was very aesthetically pleasing to me. I enjoyed that a lot. The only other thing we got, we got a sort of leak for the new Black Ops. I've heard a couple of different titles. I know Asa has your Cold War, because somebody also found an alpha version on the store that they were able to download and get to a splash screen for. It's looking like we're going to be getting an announcement today, possibly in the next little while.
Maybe we didn't. It's so they sent out these giant crates to various YouTubers and journalists and streamers that it was do not open until this date. It's some big AR game.
Okay.
So it's piecing it together. There was another date. I don't remember what the date was, but we'll be getting more information soon, apparently. But the leak that I was talking about was for, there was a Doritos advertisement that was, it was a bag of Doritos or something, and it's, you could win a full year of double XP for Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War.
Good lord, that's a lot of double XP.
Yeah, so, which it's not like, you know, because you can, they do a lot of the a lot of those giveaways. But yeah. There's a, I'll send the link real quick in the Discord. But it was a actual, like, oops, Doritos shouldn't have shown this, but they did.
Nice. All right. And then the last thing, somebody buy Fall Guys and play with Asa.
It's, oh my god, it's so adorable. And apparently you already have, because it sold 2 million copies on Steam.
Yeah. It's got something like 15 million players or something like that. Like an absurd number, like across platforms.
It hit 1.5 million players on the first day, which is a bummer because it totally overwhelmed all their servers. But they've been working on it. It's been pretty stable. It's a ton of fun. I would die for those little jelly beans. I love them so much. I've gotten 2 wins. I feel very vindicated on that. But it's a ton of fun. I'm playing on PlayStation, which because it's free for PS Plus this month. So if you have a PlayStation and you have PS Plus, there is no reason for you to not download this.
I do not have PlayStation Plus right now.
It's worth it.
I might get PlayStation Plus just to get the game.
You should. And it's only $20, too, so you could just outright buy it.
No, yeah, never mind. I'll just buy it on Xbox.
But I think you actually have to... it's not on Xbox.
No! Well, it's on PC. I'll buy it on PC.
Yeah, you can get it on Steam. I'm pretty sure it's not on Xbox. I think it is.
It's fine.
I think it's just PC, or it's just Steam and... because I don't think it's on Switch, which it would be, like, the perfect...
No, yeah, I would definitely get it over there.
Mm-hmm. Like, that would be the perfect... Switch game, but
yeah. All right, well, that's gonna do it for us, folks. We thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm sorry that it's been a little while. Like, it's been nuts over the last couple of weeks. I mean, last week we had election stuff that we had to deal with. The week before that, I was basically dying. That was real bad. And then, yeah, the week
hashtag
before
not
that,
COVID.
It was not COVID. Yeah, I had a... I think I had sun poisoning followed by a really bad case of strep throat. It was not good.
Yeah. And then I was sick before that.
That's true.
Also not COVID. I had some upper respiratory infection, just not COVID.
I was just having anxiety attacks. I really hated the end of grad school.
Fair. All right, well, folks, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.